Hey guys, welcome to the Speaking American English podcast. My goal is to teach you guys the English spoken here in the States. So if you want to speak like a local American, or you just want to figure out what the heck we're saying, I can assure you this is the right place. So kick back, relax, and let's get ready to rock and roll. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Speaking American English podcast. Today's episode is about cliches. Cliches. Definitely a hard word to say. It's C-L-I-C-H-E with an accent on top of the E. So cliches are a phrase or opinion that is overused and betrays a lack of original thought. So it's also known as a stereotype, but we're going to start off with our first cliche, and that one is basically actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than words. In this day and age, it seems like most people have the ability to say pretty much anything with absolute confidence, no matter how untrue or just crazy it may be. Most people will say just about anything to get what they want. So it's important now to judge people by what they do and not what they say. The next one, the grass is always greener on the other side. The grass is always greener on the other side. So when you spend your days chasing a greener pasture, or just about anything really, you will forget to enjoy the chase. When you're constantly focusing on how things could be better or how to make your next step, you never take the time to appreciate basically your surroundings. So yeah, that's the grass is always greener on the other side. So far, these two cliches are used quite often. I hear it a lot. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So from the moment we're brought into this world, we begin to take in massive amounts of info, which is short for information. And our earliest years are when we are most susceptible to conditioning. We are all products of our upbringings and often habits that are formed for us before we even have a choice stick with us all our lives. Of course, we all grow up to be at least sort of like our parents or whoever may have raised us. Their example was the closest and most consistent for us to follow. And the next one, you can't judge a book by its cover. You can't judge a book by its cover. So you can't just judge someone by their appearance. You have to get to know someone to really get a good sense of who they are. So that's what that essentially means. So the next one is you can't please everyone. You can't please everyone. And that's pretty verbatim. Another one is, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I think that's also a song. So what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So basically it talks about, essentially We all go through pain and conflict in our lives. But as long as we're, you know, still alive, then we learn from our mistakes and our pain and we grow from it. So that's what that cliche essentially means. So love is blind. Love is blind is another one. And this is basically saying that love isn't all about appearance. There's more to love than eye candy, which is really attractive things to your eyes. Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss. So we spend most of our childhood just wanting to grow up, but then we spend adulthood just wishing to be a kid again. As kids, we are relatively unaware of the world around us and have a very narrow view on the way things are. But with age comes more knowledge and exposure to the world around us. We begin to see just how much is wrong with the world and how helpless we are to do anything about it. We learn that so many of these grown-up things that are supposed to bring us happiness only makes things more difficult. So, ignorance is bliss. Another one is, there's no time like the present. There's no time like the present. So, the present is, in fact, the only moment in time that we have the opportunity to live in and do anything. We spend so much of our time and energy thinking about the past or the future that we can do absolutely nothing about. So, essentially, it's a cliche, so there's no time like the present. Better safe than sorry is the next one. Better safe than sorry. So that's pretty simple. So it's always good to prepare for, you know, different things that could happen potentially that could be negative. So, you know, you may have to put in a little extra effort into preparing, but then that's where the cliche comes in, and it's better safe than sorry. It's better to prepare each day for something that could really make a dent in your life. So that's where the cliche comes in, better safe than sorry. You're basically being safe by preparing, but if you didn't prepare, then you could definitely be sorry because you'd be taking a risk, and then it would be your fault if the negative thing happens. So yeah, those are 10 of the top cliches that are used in America, and I have heard every single one of them multiple times. They're extremely popular. So if you haven't heard of these before, now you have. And I'm sure you will hear them plenty more times, and then it'll ring a bell in your head and it'll go back to this podcast and you'll be like, oh, you'll make a connection. So I hope that helped. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And you guys have a good one. Take care.